Travel World.
This is the Travel World Report, and I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
Today we're talking about the Inn at Essex in beautiful Essex Junction, Vermont.
Just outside of Burlington, Vermont, the Inn at Essex has a unique marketing partnership with the New England Culinary Institute. Some hotels have their own restaurants. New England Culinary Institute has partnered up with the Inn at Essex to be their food and beverage facility.
One of the nice things about this place, in and of itself, it's like a nice, quiet country inn. And it was specially built by Jim Lombardi, and it's decorated by his wife, and it is just beautifully romantic.
It's a country inn charm with that luxury hotel service. They've put together the perfect match to become the area's only AAA Four Diamond property.
Which is incredible. The suites are beautifully decorated.
Ideal for the business traveler, ideal for people relocating to the area. They get a number of long-term visitors who take advantage of their deluxe one-bedroom and two-bedroom suites, which come with a full kitchen, the gas stove, fireplace, VCRs, CD players. It is a beautiful little property, now over 90 rooms. And you can also have a country inn-style room in the main building. Particularly on the upper floors, you have the dormer windows and the attic-style feeling that you're in somebody's private home, and that typifies the charm of these individually decorated rooms.
That's one of the nice things about going there. Now, with the New England Culinary Institute, you're always guaranteed a terrific meal. Not that we've ever had a bad meal in New England.
Oh, no, you can certainly eat well all through New England.
But this is one place in particular that's worthwhile of a trip no matter where you are in the United States. The New England Culinary Institute and the Inn at Essex in Essex Junction, Vermont.
The number 1-800-727-4295, www.innatessex.com.
Travel World will continue.
Mutual.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto, but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Travel World.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Willem Backus.
15 minutes from the Inn at Essex is downtown Burlington, Vermont. And downtown Burlington is still a New England town. You can walk on Church Street Marketplace, which is a pedestrian-friendly mall. No risk of getting run over by cars or trucks.
Unless I'm driving.
And you didn't read those signs. Yeah. But, of course, there's another New England Culinary Institute restaurant.
Right there, yeah. That was one that we enjoyed a delicious meal at.
Necky Common.
New England Culinary Institute. One of the other things that we enjoy about the place, it is a university town, which means there's a lot of pedestrian traffic. There's a lot to do. You're right on Lake Champlain, and you can actually spend a day, a good afternoon there. In the winter or the summer, Burlington is a terrific place to visit.
Shelburne Museum is down the road on Highway 7. Considered as New England's Smithsonian, everything to do with the area history, culture, crafts, handiwork, the traditions of the area come alive at the Shelburne Museum.
One way or the other, a trip to Burlington, Vermont is a worthwhile trip, not just for the shopping, and although there's plenty of that, but it's a lot for the more of a heritage, a nice quiet experience to be in Vermont.
The arts are very important in Burlington because of that same university town experience. The Flynn Theater Restored Art Deco Complex downtown brings in some of the nation's top acts, and of course, very vibrant local cultural heritage with musicians, playwrights, growing up in the area.
And let us not forget the Champlain Valley Fair every September.
That's part of the tradition as well. Get down to the Champlain Valley Fair and meet some of the local celebrities and take in some of the acts on the main stage.
That's it for another edition of the Travel World Report. I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
This has been a NASCOR marketing production.